All right, everybody. So just to fill you in on where we're at, I made a few stimulus videos yesterday covering various topics from the stimulus negotiations, Trump teasing a bigger stimulus check, Mitt Romney's unemployment proposal, Romney's and Rubio's $1,000 stimulus check proposal that would give $1,000 per non-dependent and $1,000 per dependent. And finally, yesterday, my final video, the Senate's failure yesterday to pass an unemployment extension. I'm going to recap unemployment later in this video, but first I want to talk about the negotiations as a whole. No surprise, but negotiations between Democrats and Republicans still aren't going well, even beyond the unemployment piece. We know the unemployment piece is the battleground right now. I'm going to talk about that later in the video, but there's also the issue of liability protection, which is Mitch McConnell's deal breaker. I have covered the details of the HEALS Act liability shield in a previous video, link at the top of the screen. In basic terms, it's a 5-year shield for businesses from lawsuits claiming that someone got coronavirus at their business, as long as the business is making reasonable efforts to comply with government standards and guidance regarding social distancing and masks and hand washing and all that. Democrats hate this liability shield because they think that it will block many legitimate lawsuits. But Mitch McConnell has said that there will not be another stimulus bill without liability protection in it. However, according to anonymous sources for, you guessed it, the Washington Post, the White House views liability protection as important, but not absolutely essential. Anonymous sources say that push comes to shove, the White House would be willing to make a deal with Democrats that doesn't include the liability protection. Where would this leave Mitch McConnell? I don't know, but I know that as of right now, he's not in the room where it happens. All these meetings are being done behind closed doors, and in these meetings are Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Mitch McConnell is not in these meetings. And remember, sometimes these politicians put out these deal breakers, these red lines, but are then forced to back off. Remember the payroll tax cut? White House backed off. Now they might be saying, okay, Mitch, we were willing to give up the payroll tax cut to appease y'all in the Senate, but can you please give up the liability protection, or at least water it down somewhat so we can get somewhere with the Democrats in these negotiations, okay? Now let's talk about the eviction moratorium. In a White House press conference this morning, both Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said that the White House's priority right now is making sure that people don't get evicted, with the federal eviction moratorium having expired last Friday. However, extending the eviction moratorium is nowhere in the HEALS Act, so I really don't know where they're going with this. I mean, if you think that the eviction moratorium should be extended, why isn't it in the Republican legislation, right? All right, let's move on to unemployment, which is truly the battleground right now, right, in getting another stimulus bill passed. There are other hills to climb, state and local funding, liability protection that I just spoke about, a couple other things. But with the FPUC now ending, this is the focus of the fight. Because yes, the extra $600 weekly FPUC has, for all practical purposes, already ended in most states, July 25th, 26th, because it's not paid for partial weeks. But it will statutorily expire tonight at midnight per the CARES Act. And the Senate is now out of town and will not return until this coming Monday, August 3rd. Earlier this week, McConnell was on PBS NewsHour. I showed you the clip yesterday where he said, well, you know, sometimes, you know, things happen at the last minute around here, but nothing happened at the last minute yesterday in the Senate other than partisan bickering over unemployment, as you saw in the clip from my last video yesterday. The Senate was just looking as partisan as ever, couldn't even approve a short-term extension of the $600 weekly. Of course, some would say that that would be impossible to do anyway due to state computer systems. Now, as I showed you the clip yesterday from the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was adamant yesterday that it was HEROES Act or bust, which I personally think is ridiculous. That's basically saying, yeah, I'm not willing to negotiate. It's HEROES Act or bust. It's what we put out there or bust. I think that's a ridiculous position. Both parties are to blame here. Republicans for just being so last minute with their stimulus plans. I mean, come on, you come out with your stimulus proposal on Monday, literally this past Monday, with the unemployment FPUC expiring on Friday. Did they really think they were going to be able to strike a deal with the Democrats in 5 days' time with a $2 trillion chasm between them, between the $3 trillion HEROES Act and the $1 trillion HEALS Act? That's just insanity, poor planning. Democrats, on the other hand, they didn't really come up with a practical solution here either with the HEROES Act, and they don't really seem willing to actually negotiate to meet in the middle here, at least not that one could discern from watching Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor yesterday, basically saying, we're not going to consider anything except the HEROES Act. Yesterday, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who along with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is leading the Republican stimulus negotiations and has met every day this week so far with Pelosi and Schumer, Mark Meadows said yesterday that with respect to the Democrats, the proposals we made were not received warmly. So as we look to next week, where are we at right now with the unemployment, which is the focus of stimulus talks right now? What should we look for next week? Well, Mitch McConnell has cleared the path for a debate next week on the Senate floor about unemployment. According to Senate Republicans, it appears that the Republican position next week will start with the proposal by Senators Ron Johnson and Mike Braun that I told you about in my last video yesterday, which proposes 2/3 combined federal and state wage replacement. If a state can wing that, or if they can't wing that, due to their technology or whatnot, it would propose a $200 per week federal kick-in on top of the normal state unemployment benefits, reduced, of course, from the $600 weekly under the original FPUC. Because remember, Republicans do need Democrats to get cloture, that is to advance a bill to a vote. They need 60 votes in the Senate to advance a bill to a vote. Once a bill is advanced to a vote, they only need a simple majority, 51 votes to pass, right? Once it's in that stage. But they need 60 votes for cloture to advance past the debating stage, where one party can filibuster, and to the voting stage. It's confusing, I know, but point is, if both sides aren't cooperating here, then it will just be disaster after disaster, as we saw yesterday on the Senate floor. All right, everybody, that's where we're at right now on Friday at the end of this week, last week of July. I think we all went into this week somewhat hopeful that progress would be made in terms of Democrat-Republican stimulus negotiations, but it doesn't look like that's the case, unfortunately. However, all we can do at this point is remain hopeful that both sides move closer to a compromise so y'all can get those stimulus checks, as well as other proposed benefits such as the unemployment and more. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.